This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey! Pushing on through hour number two right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Thursday in the big city. And before we go any further, boys, take off the hats, bow the head. Rest in peace, Fred Curley Neal. Boy, in my childhood, my favorite Globetrotter, the dribbling expert. Dude had one of the biggest smiles in sports. And later went on to work for the Orlando Magic. But Fred Curley Neal passed away last night. He had been fighting a stroke in recent years, according to Mark Spears. But, yeah, man, that Sweet Georgia Brown theme. And back in the day, you had the Globetrotters cartoon, and then you had the Globetrotters show, and then they used to put the ABC Wide World of Sports used to put the Globetrotters on. But Meadowlark Lemon and Curley Neal and Geese Osby, were the you-know-what.
And that's... Let's be real. They stole the show in that Scooby-Doo episode. So Curley Neal was the man.
Yep, no doubt. So rest in peace, Curley Neal. Wanted to get that out of the way.
On a happier note, we got to do one more shout out. Happy birthday to Josh Fernandez. He said, "Hey guys, wanted y'all know I am spending my birthday with you three and Joe Exotic." So that's a little different. Be careful there. But happy birthday, Josh Fernandez. We appreciate, as always, we appreciate you listening.
Longtime suspect. Happy birthday, Josh.
Yeah.
We appreciate you as well. You got some catching up
to do. You still haven't watched The Tiger King, have you? You still haven't watched
The Tiger King. I started it, man. It is good.
So give me
it's insane, right?
Dude, that dude is insane.
Well, why
there's a lot of crazy people in that documentary, but the main guy... Joe Exotic. His personality is crazy.
His name is Joe Exotic. He is a gay redneck zoo owner with over 200 exotic tigers and animals and big cats. And he carries a gun. He ran for president. He ran for governor. He's got a mullet and nipple piercings and a Prince Albert. Like, this dude is just insane. And he has two gay lovers that he married at the same time, which I didn't even know was legal in Oklahoma. I figured that would be the last state in the country to allow gay marriage.
Well,
it would have been
legal in Utah if you left gay out of it.
Yeah, that's true. But it's just insane. And so he's beefing with this one lady who he was, you know, she's trying to shut him down, but she's crazy. And she appears to be doing basically the same thing that he does, but she's hypocritical about petting tigers and all this stuff. And it's just insane. Like, they're saying that she killed her husband and fed him to tigers to inherit his millions. And then this third guy is a cult leader. Dude, I'm telling you, you could not script a better show on TV. And all of this is real. Like, these people are just knucking futts, if you know what I'm saying.
Here's my question to you guys. You know,
I had to be careful how I said
that. I was like, dang, should I dump that? I was like, damn. What did
Nick
he just
coming
say?
Off a, yeah, if Nick was coming off a bender, Barry, that last comment wouldn't have made air.
I would have been dumped for sure.
My question is, where do these producers find these people?
Well, you just have to watch it, Joel, because he was part – like, he had hired this guy to do a reality TV show on him, and then he burned down the studio, allegedly, to destroy the evidence of all this stuff. It's, dude, I'm telling you, one of the chicks that works for him put her arm in a cage. Tiger bit it off. She was back to work in 5 days. I mean, it's just, is it a chick though, by the way?
Nick? No, it is. I can see why you were confused, but yeah, she's a chick for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
For sure.
But she got her arm bit off. She went back to work. He got two straight guys to flip to being gay so he could marry them. That's the two guys he married. He hires people that are straight out of prison to work for him and be his zookeepers.
How about the song he made, man, about her killing
the
husband?
He's a country singer. I forgot to include, he's a country singer and really good a singer, too. Like, he has a good voice.
Wait, time out. You're serious?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. He's a country singer, and he can sing. He can actually sing. It's not like, you know, one of the three of us trying to record a country album. This dude can sing. His videos are cheesy and awful, and his songs aren't about anything.
But there was, you know, that one was funny,
in particular.
Though.
Yeah, Here Kitty Kitty or whatever.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Dude, Joel, you got to start watching that tonight, seriously.
Joel, you have got to watch this, man. It is the most wild, insane, and crazy thing you've ever seen in your whole life. I'm amazed. All in fact, right. I'm going to do some spoof videos this weekend with my cat. This is how inspired I am by Joe Exotic.
I'll have to run it by Lisa because of the fact that you already warned me because it involves animals.
I would watch it without her.
All right.
Is it really that bad?
I mean, there's no animal abuse at all. There's no, I mean, other than the fact that they throw like whole legs from cows and stuff into the tiger cages to be eaten.
Oh yeah, that's gonna go over like a proverbial tooting church. That's not gonna work.
So, yeah. So I would probably watch it, and then they have this one dead rabbit episode where they. But I would watch it.
Say
by
no
yourself.
More, fam. Yeah. Say no more. We will not be watching that in the living room. I can tell you that much.
It's not that bad. It's really not that bad.
Yeah, if you're an animal rights activist like Lisa is, you probably hate.
I mean, she might see like a cow leg chewed up, but it's not really that bad.
Yeah. Jacob Calley is a friend of mine, and he's a huge, like, he's Lisa level animal rights activist. And he said he watched about 10 minutes of it and just got disgusted by the whole thing and turned it off. So
really?
That'll probably be the same with her. Yeah. So don't let her watch it.
And I've already warned you that even things that 99% of the population think have nothing to do with animal rights somehow do in this household. So, yeah, I'm just going to take a pass on that. There's a little too much stressful things going on these days to try and push the envelope that far.
No. You still have to watch it. Just don't
watch
it.
Oh, I know. I'm saying watching it together.
Yeah. Don't watch it.
Nick, you're the only one that qualifies for this, but several people are reaching out and letting us know on Twitter that that Harris County just sent out an iPhone alert that covers all people in Harris County. And Lance even said, I know y'all just got that Harris County alert on iPhone like I did, and I got shook just a little bit. It's I guess, evidently telling everybody to stay at home.
I guess they know because I don't have a Harris County address. I guess I didn't get the notification is my assumption.
Okay.
Yeah, they're saying numbers are climbing and So Alex Villanueva tweeted us, emergency alert comes out on the iPhone for the situation stating to basically stay because numbers are climbing.
But we talked about this.
Numbers are climbing because... I mean, it's going to happen.
Yeah, but numbers are climbing because you have all these free testing sites now and more tests than you had before. So you're testing a lot of people every day. Chances are when you're testing people, there's going to be a few a day that are positive.
Shouldn't we focus on the number of deaths that are climbing as opposed to the number of positive tests? I mean, it's just scarier.
Well, that has now topped 1,000 in the U.S., so that's not a good sign either.
It's not. But I just feel like it's around. It's obviously spreading. I mean, the positive test doesn't mean it's the end of the world. We do know the situation has gotten worse in the fact that you don't necessarily have to be older to have serious conditions, if not die from this. But, I mean, I don't know. I'd rather focus on the deaths because I'm not big on politics, but I've been watching CNN lately because of the whole coronavirus thing. There's nothing more about their tone that says calm down. Everything says panic. We're all going to die. Find shelter. Like, I don't even know the guy that was talking on that CNN program, but he was just driving me crazy with the amount of panic that you can hear in his tone. Like, it was just so much.
Well, I wonder who you were watching, because I will say this. At night, Chris Cuomo, whose brother is the governor of New York, that dude tries to keep politics. It's the one guy that I can watch on CNN and say he keeps politics out of it, and he actually stresses that. He just wants people to kind of know the facts and to look out for other people. And he's really easy to like watch. But the rest of them.
Just keep in mind. When
that's
you're
who it is.
CNN.
I can't stand that dude. Chris Cuomo. Can't stand that dude.
I think he's really good.
Wow.
Keep in mind when you're watching CNN, there's going to be a heavy slant to the left. I mean, it's a very liberal.
There's Fox News on one side. There's CNN.
Fox is a very right conservative leaning news station, and CNN's a very left conservative lean liberal leaning. So you have to take what you get from both of those with a grain of salt. They're always going to have a slant. You have to decipher okay, what is fact and what is opinion on each of those? And I watch both, so I mean I try to, but it's very opinionated on both sides. So yeah,
I'll say this on Cuomo. The reason why I like it, first of all, I like it because like he had Fauci on yesterday. And the doctor was talking, and he goes, I like you. He goes, I've liked you for a long time. He goes, I don't like you right now because you actually responded when my brother and I called you to ask what we should. And evidently they were worried about because between the governor and him being on CNN, they're in and out. They're in contact with a lot of people daily. So they called Fauci and said, is it good for my mother to be in the house where we see her a lot, or should we put her somewhere else so that she doesn't have as high a risk? He suggested that they put her somewhere else. And Chris Cuomo said like three times, I'm not happy with you. I still don't like the decision. I understand now it's the right decision, but it doesn't mean that I have to be happy with you. But I'm going to respect the fact you made the right call for us. And then Fauci laughed. But the only thing I can say about Cuomo is, how does a guy wear the same outfit every night and be on TV? Have you ever noticed that?
No,
I don't watch it that much,
no.
To be honest with you.
Every night he wears black jacket, white shirt, black tie. Like, unless you're a waiter at Vic and Anthony's, when you're on TV, I just think you're supposed to kind of mix it up a little, even if that's your thing.
I don't check out what other dudes wear, Joel. You've always been like the TV, like, wardrobe critic.
Kind of was my job for a lot of years, Nicholas. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, so you checked out other dudes for as your job?
Oh. No, I do watch what they wear, Nick. Okay, not that I go into NBA locker rooms and otherwise to talk about the physiques and who's cut and who's not.
That's different. That's different.
Yeah. Oh, is that different? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not going to be different on this show that we're going to probably. Yeah, we're going to probably move on. So we've got plenty more to get to. Hour number two, 3 hours.
I was actually
so lots of opportunities for you guys to get involved in all of this crap. Hey. Why don't you join us? 713-780-3776. You can call that number, text that number. You can hit us on Twitter. Plenty more to get to. But if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, throw it at us. We'll see what we can do and see if put it on. Throw it on the wall and see if it sticks. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Patrick Creighton, Barry Laminack, and Nick Sciarra back on Ball Washers. Trey behind the glass. Oh, wrong show. Sorry. Nick, you
Ball Washers.
you're working with the guys tonight, huh?
I am.
Oh boy.
I am. I'm producing. Pete Creighton.
Have you worked on your Trey imitation so that you can make them feel at home?
Yeah, it sounds exactly like this.
Face the freedom.
Okay, so every break's going to face the freedom. Fair enough. What was his other one when he just made the noise for Glenn Davis? That you guys made the song after?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot. I don't even know if I have that anymore. I got to bring that back.
You keep all the crap you keep for us, and you don't have that anymore?
Yeah. Yeah, I like y'all's drops, like this one.
I'm glad you're enjoying my sausage.
And I'll suck it up for a minute and a half.
Stuff like that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, now we're back to normal.
We were talking left and right and coronavirus and all that, and somebody texted the show because we were talking about deaths and the panic and getting the iPhone update, stay inside. Somebody goes, 500,000 people have died worldwide. Nope, that is just
not even
the problem
close.
With people. Nope, 500,000 people have been affected or infected worldwide. There are 500,000 cases.
See, that's the reason why I think they should focus on the deaths.
Worldwide.
Because people are seeing that number.
There have been 520,394 cases of coronavirus, 23,593 deaths, and 123,321 recovered. Please stop telling people wrong information. That's part of the problem. And I'm not talking to you, Nick. I'm talking to the texter and people that are out there just making up
right,
stuff.
Right.
Go to
I'm talking to Nick. Screw that. Yeah, I'm talking to Nick. Screw that. Saving all those drives.
There's an interesting chart on worldometers.info, and they update it every day, and you can see how many cases and all that. It's pretty interesting. When you consider total cases per 1 million population, USA is doing pretty good, but the problem is our testing is just now ramping up, so that's going to change pretty quickly. But we're about to surpass Italy and China as far as total cases.
Boy, did you see the one that's surprising to me? Obviously, New York, they say, is the epicenter in the United States. State of California was the first to really have the whole statewide. And Chicago was on board after that. But did you see how rapidly Louisiana is getting all these positive cases and things like that? The governor's freaking out. They're worried about having enough PPEs and all that other stuff. And I'm like thinking, I get California, New York, and Illinois with Chicago, but Louisiana, they said that New Orleans might at a certain point surpass New York. And part of the reason they said was because everybody still went to Mardi Gras.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can see that. And they're crazy over there. They'll party no matter what. So yeah, you're right. They're going to get together and do their thing. And I did notice where like Charles Adams and a few other people were tweeting that, Rob Mungo included, where only in Louisiana would liquor stores be considered essential, because they had the list of essential places, businesses that didn't need to close. Liquor stores was one of them. That tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah. Liquor stores here are open, correct?
No, I don't think they're considered. They weren't on the essential list.
I thought they were deemed essential.
I think on the news
last night
I saw that.
Liquor stores in Louisiana, they were.
No, sir, here too.
I don't know if that's for sure, but I am definitely going to make a stop. Oh, I can't do that tonight. Dang it. Tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm almost positive, Barry, that on the news last night they ran a story on how, much to the surprise of a lot of folks, that liquor stores were still deemed essential.
Okay. I did see where one of the Dillard's was open, and they told them.
Was it really?
Yeah. But they were like, oh, well, we have essential items for sale in the store. And so the fire marshal was arguing with them, trying to figure out, was that okay or not? But I pulled, where's the list? I had a list of essential businesses. I got to find
it. And the other thing that a lot of people are saying saved them. From a small business perspective, a lot of people are saying what saved them more than anything was when Governor Abbott had allowed, as part of your takeout order, to get alcohol. They're saying that like increased the profitability.
Oh, 100%.
Of so many. Yes, yeah,
I ordered a gallon of margarita. I had a margarita mix. I think it was like $22 for a half gallon and like $40 for a gallon.
A gallon?
Yeah.
Was that just for one night?
I mean, we consumed a lot of it in the first night for sure.
If you made that we and I would have been a little bit concerned about you.
Yeah, they'll literally fill up these empty gallons. Yeah, and they would either halfway full. It was like it was either $22 or $23 for a half a gallon, and it was $40, slightly cheaper in the event you ordered a full gallon, and it was good. I mean, it was real good.
Yeah.
I loved it. All the Mexican restaurants, I feel like, are doing that right now.
Is that right?
I found it. So you guys are right. Here's the essential retails. Grocery stores, warehouse stores, furniture suppliers, big box stores, bodegas, liquor stores, gas stations, convenience stores, farmers markets that sell food products and household staples, food cultivation, including farming, ranching, fishing, food production, businesses that ship or deliver groceries, restaurants, schools, laundromats, dry cleaners, and laundry. I mean, what's the point? Just say everything that's in an office downtown is shut down. Everybody else is open. That's pretty much every business.
Yeah,
healthcare,
man,
is open. Yeah, that's a lot. So I am surprised that – I thought that was funny, though, the liquor stores in Louisiana. But turns out that's everywhere. That's not an essential item, though.
Yes, it is, dummy. Speak for yourself.
See, I was going to say, depending on who you ask,
but you
on
can
this
get
show,
beer and
you're
wine
going
at
to get
the,
some pushback
at the grocery store.
Yeah, because it's essential.
Is it? You can get beer and wine at the grocery store. What's the big deal?
Yeah, it's an essential item in a essential business like HEB, because it's essential. Everything about alcohol is essential. You need to shut your mouth We don't need you. You're a voice, and we don't need you shutting down liquor stores around Houston. Okay, so just shut up.
My bad.
The Usual Suspects with Barry, Joel, and John Granato Jr. as we continue on right here on ESPN 97.5.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 at the midway point of the program. We got the first half in the books and the second half still to go as we cover the daily events of coronavirus and otherwise. And fellas, one that you guys need to get to pronto is your boy John Jones is at it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More trouble.
He apparently got arrested for driving while intoxicated and negligent use of a firearm after shooting out of his car, apparently. They found him sitting in his car at 1 a.m. on a street, and there was supposedly gunshots that occurred in the area. When they arrived, they found him, and they were like, "Bro, was that you shooting?" He goes, "No, I wasn't shooting. I didn't even hear it." And they were like, "Are you drunk?" And he was like, "No, And they were like, "Yeah, you are." He goes, "Yeah, I am." And then, but no, he failed. But he was going to drive home. Failed the breathalyzer, and did poorly in the, I guess they call it the field sobriety performance. Did poorly in that, and then oh look at that! They found a handgun under the driver's seat. And a half-empty bottle of, I don't even know how to pronounce this, R-E-C-U-E-R-D-O. I don't know if it's a hard C or a soft C in it, but R-E-C-U-E-R-D-O. No idea what that is. But that's what they found in the passenger seat. So, of course, he was arrested and already posted bail, and he's out. And now he's got a litany of charges that he'll be facing.
Oh, it's a mezcal. That's a Mexican whiskey is what that is.
Oh, is it?
I think so. I've had it before. But, yeah, so he gets...
There's a shocker to no one.
He's got, he got charged with four charges. Aggravated DWI, negligent use of firearms, possession of open container, and no proof of insurance in the vehicle? What?
Yeah, pretty crazy.
That's three felonies and I believe it's a misdemeanor up there for no insurance. I'm assuming it's a traffic violation, but I think the first three are felonies, so he's in a lot of trouble. And Brett Okamoto of ESPN just tweeted out a video of the last time he was in court, and with the last words the judge told him, he said, "Hey, don't come back here again because it's not going to be good." And guess what? He's back. So
that's where he trains, right?
Albuquerque. Yeah, he's from New York. From New York, but he's part of the Greg Jackson camp. Yeah.
Yeah. Jackson Winklejohn out there in Albuquerque, which is a world renowned MMA gym and training facility.
For sure.
In fact, Juan Adams went out there to train.
Yeah, I remember.
Because he wasn't getting what he wanted out here in Houston. It's no surprise. John Jones loves to say that he's a good guy and who knows? Maybe he is if you're in his inner circle or something. But as far as staying out of trouble and you know, alcohol has been an issue for him in the past. Drugs have been an issue for him in the past. You saw that article with Tim Kennedy that said he used to train with John Jones and he would smell like alcohol and weed during training camp. So this shouldn't come as a shock to anyone that John Jones is out drinking and shooting guns in the air.
No, it's not. It's not. I mean, it's just a bad look, I think, more because of the fact that he shot a firearm. Not only did he having a gun is one thing, but shooting it out at late at night, that's when you already left a pregnant lady in a car and left the scene of the accident, which is absolutely a terrible thing to do. I think if he had just got charged with DWI in the open container and maybe no insurance, still would have been a bad look, but it wouldn't have been nearly as bad. And now it looks like he may not even be back in the ring for a while or in the cage for a while unless Dana White can move past this for him.
Yeah, that's a good point. And he's why liquor stores are actually considered essential. Everybody was tweeting me after our conversation last segment and saying, yeah, the reason why liquor stores are considered essential is because if alcoholics weren't able to get alcohol, they go through withdrawals, they end up in the hospital, and it clogs up the hospital system. I don't know if that's true or not.
It's a cheap speculation. I think government makes a lot of money off alcohol sales, and that's why I think. That's why I think that it's open. I don't buy that withdrawal crap one bit.
That's probably a really good point. The actual taxes on liquor is probably funding this whole all the money we're going to be getting back later. By the way, I googled that liquor. How do you pronounce it? RECUERDO. I don't know, but when I googled it,
Requeto.
The first thing that popped. Is that it?
I don't know. I'm taking a shot at it.
I thought you might
at least have the guts to try and say it.
No. Because I didn't know if the C was hard or soft. But the no penis jokes, Joel. But then when I googled it, the first thing that popped up was a video on Vivo from Tiny, T-I-N-I. And I was like, oh, she's kind of cute. Definitely
so you'll
the
take a
on Instagram.
So you'll take a shot at Tiny, but you ain't taking a shot at the name of the alcohol. Okay.
I mean, it could have been Teeny, Tiny. I don't know. But on Instagram, look up Tiny Tosol, T-I-N-I-S-T-O-E-S-S-E-L. Worth a gander. Worth a gander. T-I-N-I-S-T-O-E-S-S-E-L. I don't know who she is. She's pretty cute. So there's your
T-I-N-I-S-T-O-E-S-S-E-L.
That's it. She's got 12.5 million followers. God, that's crazy. I bet they're all dudes too. Guarantee you. Just all dudes and one like hating ass chick. They're like, "You're stupid. I hate this picture. You look ugly."
Yeah, she's. I mean, the video that I'm watching, she's pretty much a 10. She's no.
Oh my god.
She's no.
Would you stop? Is that you're going to say that and bash Nicole?
Is that
Scherzinger.
Is that the R E C U E R D O video?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy.
She's no Taylor Swift, but she's pretty hot.
Jeez.
She's no Taylor Swift.
Actually, looking at the video, Barry, looking at the video, she might have, it might be similar. The backside might be similar. She might be lacking, if you get what I'm saying.
Oh, really? Not the video I'm watching. I thought you were going to tell me she had a penis or something. I'd be like, wait a minute, what?
Now,
I don't know.
I disagree. I think that video is what she's wearing is helping her out.
Oh, you think so?
I think so.
Okay. Well, I'll do some more investigating for you know journalism's sake.
Absolutely.
I'll keep looking at the gram. She doesn't do a lot of butt shots. That is true. That is 100% fact.
Well, there's your Instagram report for the day.
Yes.
But yeah, Nicole, what's her name? The pussycat doll?
Scherzinger.
Yeah, she has nothing on this chick. Nothing.
Oh my god.
Nothing.
You're okay. Okay. we shall move on. Do you guys realize opening day would have been today?
Yeah, I saw that.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what they're doing on ESPN instead of opening day? They're replaying like home run derby.
Yeah, every games. Home run derby ever, all day today on ESPN. I'll pass. I don't mind you rerunning games or like I know MLB Network's been doing that too, but to rerun every home run derby, nope, didn't care about it then, don't care about it now. There's been a few good ones, but not enough to fill up my day. I'll pass on that.
I would only watch it if they had removed Chris Berman from the play-by-play. Then I would watch.
That's right. Yeah, that's another one. Yeah, Chris Berman to you is Joe Buck to me in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
So, sure. But a shout out to Carlos Correa and Lance McCullers, who they're not playing or anything, so they decided to do something good today, and they had a complete meal catered for the Houston COVID team dealing with the COVID-19 virus. at the medical center. So very, very cool there. Nice move by those two guys. Yep. So kudos to them. Also, people losing their mind because, like I said, MLB Network has been rerunning games. They reran the Verlander no-hitter game today. And the way Twitter was lighting up and people were talking about it, and Brian McTaggart was acting like it was live and, you know, inning-by-inning updates. Hey, ninth inning, 0-0. Astros hanging in there. Could be some fireworks. You guys got to tune in. I'm like, oh, my God. We all know how this turned out. Stop already.
Yeah. Again, I just can't. If I know it happened, I can't watch it. I just, it doesn't do anything for me. I'm happy for anyone that can watch sports that have already occurred and enjoy it. But
well, I mean, we don't have anything to worry about today, fellas, because Matt Thomas and the 10th inning show is coming up next. So we're going to be okay. Jeez. I mean, at least pick like an opening day game or something. I mean, okay, fine. But whatever. I mean, that's why I just can't wait to get back to sports for that reason alone.
Sucks.
It does. We've got plenty more we can get to. We always love you guys joining the show. Seems like texting and tweeting are the two weapons of choice for you guys today. So please continue to do that. The HRNP listener line, 713-780-3776. You can always reach us on Twitter as well. We'll talk about, well, one of the state's most popular football teams and the fact that they're back at the table again. Let's see if they can get a deal done this time around. I'll throw that out to the boys next. This is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Well, hello!
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Rolling through and finishing hour number two of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Thursday in the big city with a recording that is out there scaring the bejeepers out of some. Barry and I have yet to receive it on our Androids. Nick, I don't think you've gotten it either on your...
I did. I got the Harris County notification.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Was it scary?
I mean, it's... basically what they've been saying on the news. I guess it's scary to some people because it's coming out as a national, you know, notification to everybody. So it says, stay home. COVID-19 case count is rapidly rising in every area of Harris County. Protect yourself and your family by staying home and severely limiting contact with others. Harris County issued a stay home work safe order through April 3rd, 2020. Non-essential businesses must close. Remain at home except for essential activities. Visit readyharris.org for more.
Okay.
Is it that scary? I mean, that's basically what they've been saying.
So is it the text or is it a recording? I heard it was a recording.
No, it was just
a text, like a notification.
Oh, so it was like an Amber Alert?
An emergency alert. Like the way they label it on iPhones, it's an emergency alert is the way they labeled it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Real quick, so I got a text yesterday that I meant to read, but I didn't. But somebody had informed me that there, if you have PlayStation Now, that Shadow of the Colossus was a free game to get. So I've been – I don't know what I would do right now if I didn't have my PlayStation. I'd be going crazy. That's all I've been doing is just playing PlayStation and watching Netflix. So if you're a gamer, send me games to play. Because I need games. I need to know what's good. Now, I've played all the major titles, so text or tweet me. But tell me what games I should get, like Shadow of the Colossus or whatever. I'm trying Wolfenstein, and it's okay. It's nothing great. So I need game advice.
Okay.
Okay. That was selfish. I'm back.
No, it's all good. I mean, I haven't been playing games, but that's now you make me want to play games.
Yeah. Apparently, this is a really good game, so we'll see.
Okay. So I teased it before the break, but amongst all these things going on, evidently the Dallas Cowboys and the Jones boys have found it, found the time to go back to the table with Dak Prescott. Latest rumors are the potential of a 4-year deal averaging $35 million a year. Why isn't this done yet?
I don't know. I really don't know. I wonder who's – it's got to be Dak's camp that keeps pushing back, right? You think?
Yeah, I would think. I mean, the way I look at it is if Dak's camp would have come back – come to them with that offer. If I'm the Cowboys, let's just get it done and move on. And so, yeah, you would think that, again, from an agent perspective, and a lot of it is true when you talk about the greed of agents, because they know for every penny they negotiate, they're going to get a portion of it as well. I would think that they're kind of holding out, hoping that, obviously the Mahomes deal probably won't get done and Watson won't get done, but they're hoping for another big deal to get done so they can try and up the ante a little bit more. But, man, I think 35 is the absolute tops I would go with him. And I still think that's kind of high.
Something I saw where they were stuck on how long, like the Cowboys wanted a 5-year deal and Dak Prescott or his agent or both wanted a 4-year deal. I don't know if that's the difference. Then just give him the 5th year. Or give him, if the Cowboys want the 5th year, I'd say, okay, but make it guaranteed. And then see if they still want to do the 5th year.
I thought they wanted the longer contract because of the lower annual pay, which I don't see what the problem is. Like you said, Barry, as long as it's guaranteed.
Yeah, if they want a 5th year, I'd say, okay, then guarantee the 5th year. Because that's the problem is, with a lot of these contracts, they're not fully guaranteed, but I'm like, hey, if you want Dak Prescott to be a Cowboy for 5 years, then fully guarantee the deal. So I don't know.
Yeah. I'm with you. Look, I think it's fair to say when you look at, and we know that it's not all just based on performance, but I think putting him in the Jared Goff and Wentz category, I'm fine with that. You know, giving him more money than them because that's what the market dictates, I'm fine with that too. But, you know, to say that he is worthy of Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers type money, and obviously the Mahomes deal is coming, I'm not going that far.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I see him holding out, though. Do you think he holds out?
I don't.
No, I think he's still going to get paid.
If he gets paid, obviously, but if he doesn't.
Gets the franchise tag.
Even if he's franchised, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's probably going to go in, because if he holds out, you don't get anything until that new collective bargaining agreement
right.
comes in.
And keep in mind, he was a fourth-round pick, so he wasn't making cash. And I know his endorsement deals are good, but you're not going to walk away from that money because it means a whole lot more to you than guys that have been making big money for quite a while.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. I guess with that rumor mill thing about the Texans, it also looks like the Cowboys, I saw somewhere, were entertaining the thought of signing Dontari Poe, which would completely blow the Texans' chances out of the water because that's what they need. Oh, boy. But there's still free agent signings going. They're still talking about whether or not they're going to do the draft. But the NFL is in business, fellas, and because of it, so are we, because – last week in particular, without the Bill O'Brien bonehead move, it would have been a lot more entertainment than sports in the entire week. And he carried us through a week. So I don't know what's next up their sleeve, but we'll see.
Other football news. Did you see where, I don't know why this never dawned on me, but did you see where Tom Brady's agent is wanting to trademark TB XTB because of Tampa Bay? Tom Brady in Tampa Bay, TB, XTB. Is this why he went to Tampa Bay? Because it just dawned on me when I saw that I was like, is this why his ass went to Tampa Bay? So that it could be TB, Tampa Bay, Tom Brady? Because I'm going to be so pissed if that's the only reason that he chose to go to Tampa Bay.
And
oh,
it's
look,
not.
Tampa Bay has my initials. I should play there. I kind of feel like that is.
Did he not? Well, what they said, Derek Jeter, there was somebody else, and the city leaders, I don't know if it was city leaders too, but they took him to dinner the night before or a couple nights before he was going to make a decision, and he wanted to know about, like, you know, the economy in Tampa, the opportunity for growth and investment. Jeter was there to tell him, look, you know, coming from a big city like either Boston or New York, that he really likes it there. So there was growth opportunities off the field. But from the standpoint of trademarking that, did they not learn their lesson when he tried to trademark Tom Terrific? And then everybody from the Mets and Tom Seaver's camp was like, nope. That would be really a bad idea, since it was actually Tom Seaver that was Tom Terrific. And then he was like, oh, it wasn't me. I never wanted to do that. I never even liked the nickname. Didn't you learn your lesson from all that and stop trademarking? Who wants TBXTB?
I don't know. I'm going to be so angry if I find out that that's why he went. If that's because it matched your initials. Oh, boy. Man.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense. And look, just sell you first of all, not just selling your jersey. And I'd be interested in what Godwin's going to get if he gives up number 12 for Brady, because you know he is. And he's already said he's not going to make a stink of it. But he's got to get paid for that, right? And then you've got your TB12 logo, which he already wears on hats for a lot of his press conferences and all these other things that he's going to push the hell out of, that Tampa people are going to buy. Why do you need the TB times TB, which is stupid anyway? Just sell jerseys, sell your little TB12 stuff, open your gym there that you have at the TB12 training facility. You're going to be rolling in it. You're going to be just fine.
It's weird that it would be TB times TB. I would go like TB squared or TB2 or something like that. But TBXTB is kind of weird and long, and I don't know. But now with the TB12, duh, Tampa Bay 12, Tom Brady 12, I just hate this. I just hate how perfect it is. It just drives me. Good thing his name wasn't like, I don't know, Sean Franklin. He'd be in San Francisco. Oh, this is...
It pretty much the way his whole life and career has gone ever since he was a low draft pick. So you got to believe it's going to go perfect for him. So we'll see how it all plays out. By the way, Joe Montana... basically lamenting the Patriots today, talking about the big mistake they made letting Brady go. But at this point, Joe, you left. You went to Kansas City. Whether the team does it or the player does it, sometimes it doesn't last forever. You just got to get over it. All right, we'll continue to roll on. That's hour number two. We still have 60 minutes to go. An hour on the clock. When we come back, it's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.